With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. economy saw robust growth July through September. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The U.S. economy expanded at a strong 4.3% annual rate from July through September as consumer spending, exports, and government spending all grew. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department said U.S. gross domestic product, that's the economy's total output of goods and services, rose from its 3.8% growth rate in the April-June quarter.
That is Julie Walker reporting. Economist Steve Moore predicts an economic boom next year and lower prices.
We're going to see gas prices around the country go down to as low as $2.50 a gallon.
And Moore made his comments in an interview to the Salem Radio Network. The HHS Inspector General says Medicaid incorrectly paid out millions of dollars to people who were deceased.
Medicaid programs made more than $200 million in improper payments to health care providers between 2021 and 2022 for people who had already died. That's according to a new report from the independent watchdog for the Department of Health and Human Services.
President Trump is announcing plans to build a new fleet of U.S. battleships. And we get more details from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Joined by the Secretaries of Defense, State, and Navy, the president said the two new battleships will be known as the Golden Fleet.
These are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
He said production of the two ships will begin immediately and that the new cutting-edge vessels will help maintain American military supremacy and revive the shipbuilding industry. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street near the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by 87 points. This is SRN News. A big victory for religious freedom in the state of Massachusetts.
The state will no longer require foster parents to embrace transgenderism after being sued by two Christian couples. Alliance Defending Freedom went to bat for the plaintiffs, and senior counsel Johannes Wildmom Delfont says, quote, "Our clients, loving, caring foster families who have welcomed vulnerable children into their homes, as well as many other families affected by this policy, are eager to reapply for their licenses." Michael Harrington reporting.
New South Wales plans to ban the ISIS flag and other extremist symbols after that Bondi Beach shooting that left 15 people dead. The proposal includes fines and up to 2 years in prison. Premier Chris Minns says that slogans like "globalize the Intifada" would be outlawed. The Prime Minister there, Anthony Albanese, says Australia will also broaden hate speech laws and increase penalties. He says the country won't let extremists divide it. This is SRN News. Three inmates have been captured after escaping from jail near Atlanta.
The U.S. Marshals Service confirming Tuesday that the men were apprehended in Florida after breaking out early Monday morning. The escape was discovered during a routine security check at the DeKalb County Jail.
Federal regulators have approved a pill version of the weight loss drug Wegovy. That gives Novo Nordisk an edge over Eli Lilly, whose similar drug is under review. Both pills mimic a hormone that controls appetite. The Wegovy pill is expected to be available within weeks. AAA says you'll have a lot of company on the roads if you're driving to a holiday destination anytime between now and New Year's Day. It projects more than 122 million people will be traveling 50 miles or farther through New Year's Day. That's up about 2% from last year, with a record 8.03 million flying, marking the first time year of end travelers, top 8 million. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.